Hello and welcome to the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, the business hub for standard setting institutions unlocking the future of liquid trade finance. I'm Doris Kananovich, lovely to have you here. Today we're taking a trip down under to Australia, where we'll be speaking with a banking and financial services provider with a reach of over 8.5 million retail and business customers. I'm talking about ANZ. Damien Kwok is the Head of Trade Portfolio Management and Head of Trade and Supply Chain Product Solutions, Australia, New Zealand Pacific. Damien, thanks for joining us.
Thank you again, Doris. And it's lovely to be here today. I've actually got all three letters of ANZ, so I'm actually a Kiwi living in Australia. So that's where the ANZ comes from. But firstly, Doris, again, thank you for the opportunity to support this podcast here. It's a real honour for the bank. And we're absolutely delighted to be part of the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative community and really looking forward to building that out. My current role in ANZ is a couple. I head up our trade and supply chain product solutions for our home markets, being Australia and New Zealand. And I also head up our trade portfolio management business, which includes responsibility for the purchase and sale of assets across our trade business.
That sounds very impressive, Damien. Now, can you tell us a little bit about ANZ's position and the role you have within the global trade financial distribution space?
Absolutely. ANZ, we've got a very proud history and a heritage which actually dates back to the 1800s, and trade finance has been part of our DNA since that time. We're recognised as a leading trade finance bank in our home markets in Australia and New Zealand, and we also have a very unique footprint which extends across Asia into Europe and America. Trade finance is at the heart of our strategy, and one of our pillars is helping companies move capital and goods across the region and sustainably grow their businesses. So you can clearly see from that, Doris, that we love trade here at ANZ, and it's a really important part of our future.
That's super. Great to hear that. Now, let's talk a little bit about your clients now. How do you extend trade financing to your clients? What kind of clients are you looking to work with and are you focusing on?
From an ANZ perspective, we offer a full suite of trade products. We offer very simple trade solutions, being traditional documentary products like letters of credit, and that extends all the way across to more structured solutions such as trade supply chain finance. So we cover the full suite of products. In terms of our customer base, it's very broad. In our home markets, we do support smaller and medium enterprises, and we cover all the way through to more sophisticated corporates and financial institutions across our institutional division.
Now, I wonder, you know, because of how trade finance is traditional with institutional investors, why is it important to you? I mean, doesn't this mean sort of sharing revenue? How has ANZ grown to become a trade finance partner as such?
Absolutely. I guess I'd start that question by just looking at what's happening in the world at the moment. And we're living in a very unique time, I'd call it. We're seeing increasing regulatory pressure, volatile commodity prices, increasing income inequality, higher rates of inflation, and also just changing capital rules across the industry. And if I boil that all down, I think that the needs of our customers will continue to change and evolve over time. So it's absolutely critical that we work with financial institutions partners to ensure that we create the certainty and support for our customers going forward as they deal into that volatility and those unique conditions that we've just talked about. It's really critical that we work together with our financial institutions. It also creates reciprocity. We're able to utilize these relationships to also create new business opportunities for ANZ as a bank. So I see it as a very collaborative environment working with our banking partners and also our other financial institution partners, such as the insurance companies.
And what kind of funding partners are you currently relying on?
From a trade distribution perspective, secondary markets are very well developed. And I'd say that banks and insurance investors have always been the bedrock of those markets over time. And we believe that they will continue to be a great source of credit and funding capacity going forward. This is due to the fact that the trade asset class is very attractive to investors. It creates diversification in portfolios. And the underlying asset has quite an advantageous risk profile and relatively lower default rates compared to other asset classes. Furthermore, for banks that participate in this activity, it actually provides an anchor point into customer relationships, given that trade is a critical financing opportunity or financing tool for operations day-to-day for our customers.
And are you looking for new funders to work with?
Yeah, absolutely. Whilst we do, as we mentioned, we do believe that the traditional investors will play a pivotal role in supporting the growth in trade flows, we also recognise that we need to identify and deepen new pools of liquidity. The trade finance gap, it continues to grow every year and currently is estimated over $1.7 trillion by the ADB. So it's critical as an industry that we develop new pools of liquidity and find new partners to support that gap. We have been looking at the opportunity to potentially work with funds. We believe that they are a very attractive investor and they will also be able to enjoy the benefits that this asset class gives them with diversification into their portfolio and relatively lower default rates for the asset.
And we'll just continue to talk about the trade finance asset class in a moment. If you're just joining us, this is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, where obviously I have with me the head of trade portfolio management and the head of trade and supply chain product solutions, Australia NZ Pacific at ANZ, Damien Cork. Now, let's talk about the approach towards the trade finance asset class. Is there a need for institutional investors to change this attitude that we've had from the traditional ways that we've kind of worked in the past?
Yeah, that's a great question, Doris. And we've been discussing this very topic with funds over the last few years. I think there's a really good appreciation that the trade asset class is very different to more established classes like bonds and equities. There's obviously really obvious challenges around lower yields, but I think funds have an appreciation that this can be compensated by other benefits such as diversification, lower risk profiles, and relatively lower default rates. However, in our opinion, the biggest challenge is the infrastructure itself and the rails to support that activity. This is something that is still growing in the industry, and it will take time to also develop both the infrastructure but also the standardization that's required across the industry. And I think there's a real opportunity here for digitization and fintechs to play a key role in developing this infrastructure.
Speaking of digitization and technology, this is huge within this space at the moment. Can you give us a sort of an example or a description in terms of how you've implemented trade distribution from a technology perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. And at ANZ, we recognize, similar to the rest of the industry, we recognize that it's critical to digitize trade processes across the industry. This will ultimately create efficiencies and enhance the customer experience. And that's what we're all aiming to do as an industry. At ANZ, we've actually been quite successful with some of our digital initiatives, and specifically one that I'll talk to in our distribution business. We implemented distributed ledger technology and across our internal distribution processes, and this allowed us to digitize processes which had been previously manual. It's been a real success story for us as a bank.
Talk to us a little bit more about the success that it has yielded. What have you reaped from it? I mean, as TFDI, we want to kind of learn from the examples and learn from the profits that you've made in terms of using digitization to access trade finance assets.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been a number of benefits, and some of the key ones are it's provided surety in the data that is exchanged across the teams internally. We've obviously been able to reduce a significant amount of operational risk, which is borne by inherently manual processes. And we look at digitization very simply, Doris. It's ultimately reduced the friction for our bankers, and this creates a better experience and ultimately leads into a greater investor experience and also a customer experience as well. Furthermore, it's actually created a lot of increased productivity within our teams. And I'm sure, like you, going day in, day out, knowing that you have good processes, you're able to utilize technology to make your lives easier, that leads to a better workplace as well. So it's had both indirect benefits for our staff, but also direct benefits for our customers and investors as well.
That's amazing. And do you work with third-party fintech platforms? And if so, what are your expectations from them?
Yeah, we do work with a number of third-party fintech platforms, and we continue to explore opportunities to work with them further as well. We look at it as it's really important that these fintechs and banks like ourselves collaborate. That's critical to the success. And we always start quite simply. We're trying to work out what problem we're trying to solve and why we actually need the technology. That's always our starting point when we look at any partnership or any opportunity to work with a fintech. If I look at the trade finance markets, they are built on relationships and knowledge, but we don't expect this to change over time. However, we also know that things can be done better, and this is where digital technologies will play a key role in creating a better world, ultimately for our bankers, but also our customers.
Now, I know that you know, the traditional institutions have had a way of doing business, and fintechs provide solutions that help to simplify different workflows, such as, you know, AI scoring, ESG scoring. What unique challenges, in your opinion, do you think that in today's workflow, do you think that trade finance distribution technology within the trade finance distribution space would be able to solve?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I actually look at the industry's biggest strength is actually potentially one of its biggest challenges as well. And you've touched on some of that, Doris. Secondary markets and trade, they're very well developed. There's very well embedded processes which actually serve the test of time. And as we know, this can often drive a degree of complacency and inhibit appetite for change. It's critical as an industry that we all work together and collaborate. And ultimately, the way in which we do that and the way in which we're successful in harmonizing the use of technology will create support for our markets, improve efficiencies and transparency, and ultimately this will expand the market. So I see collaboration as the key, and also a willingness to change.
And I've spoken to a few fintechs in the past few weeks, and also a few investors who have the opinion that in today's market and the way things have moved, especially with the changes that COVID brought about, that it would be very difficult for us to move forward in the next few years without the use of digitization. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question. The way I look at it is that digitization is going to expand the market and create opportunities. I feel there's very well embedded processes within the sector. So it's about that willingness to change. It's about that willingness to utilize technology to improve efficiencies, create scale in the operations. So I think it's a really interesting point, and I think we need to consider that and how we can actually utilize technology to create growth in the industry itself.
Damien, obviously you are an expert in trade finance, and I'm very keen to kind of have a projection from you. How do you see the distribution space evolve in the next 2 years? What is your projection?
Yeah, that's a great question, Doris, and I'd love to have a crystal ball. I think it's a really rosy future. I look at, again, we talked about earlier about what's happening in the macro environment, and I believe secondary markets will continue to grow in pace, and they will become more and more important for banks to utilize to find the necessary liquidity and credit appetite to support customers as they deal with quite volatile and ever-changing conditions. This means more assets in market, more investors, and more technology. And I can't see this being anything but a positive. Ultimately, it's going to be able to help all of our industry reach a common goal, which is to help our companies thrive and grow sustainably into the future.
Well, it does sound like you have a crystal ball there. We'll watch in the next few years and see if we'll come back to you for all the projections in the future. But yeah, thank you so much for that, Damien. It's definitely a very bright future ahead. This is where we'll wrap it up in our conversation. I just want to say thank you so much for making the time, Damien, to be here all the way from Australia, not New Zealand.
New Zealand and Australia, so half and half. Absolutely, Doris. Thank you again to the TFDI Initiative for the opportunity. It was fantastic to talk with you today.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to our channel on Spotify. That's a Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast. And to our YouTube page to see our lovely faces and watch the videos in podcast form. Thanks for being here. I'm Doris Kononovich, and have a lovely day.